Good morning, everybody. It's time for Talk of the Town here on WHTC 1450 on your radio dial. I know kind of familiar voice, but not in this role. But today, here I am, Jan Musin. I'm going to be hosting in Juke's place. He's taking a well-deserved vacation this week, so I'm going to be here for the day. We do have our phones are always open, 395-1450, but we do have some guests here to begin with, and they're from Save Michigan Beaches, and I was just talking to them a little bit outside here before the show. Very, very interesting. I didn't know all of this was going on, so it's going to be a very interesting time, and I'd really like to introduce Jerry Klumparns and Tammy Skierhorn, and they're going to tell a little bit about Save Michigan Beaches. What exactly is all this about?
Our beach at New Holland is being threatened, in our opinion.
New Holland Street, okay.
Yes. We are hoping that we can have lots of people go to the Park Township meeting on July 10th.
That's tomorrow.
Okay. Yes. And it's at 6:30. And we would like people to be helping us talk with the Park Township Board about keeping our beach accessible to the public and not allowing it to become just a road end access where people only walk to the water and then...
And that's all they can do. They only have just so many feet, and then you can walk in the water, and then they walk back out, and that's it, right?
Correct.
And we want more of like what we had when I was growing up.
Yes.
And speaking of you growing up, Jan, I thought it was interesting that you have a history around that New Holland Street beach,
yes,
don't you?
My parents lived on Lakeshore Drive, just north of New Holland there. Yes.
And you went down to that beach?
Many times, yes.
Just a few years ago?
Just a few years ago. I don't want to date myself here. But, yes, we would take our bikes down there, or we'd go down to Riley Street, or, you know, the end-of-the-road beaches were just the greatest things in the world.
Those are treasures, and
yes,
neighborhoods use those access points. And the reason I talked about you using that beach years ago is the fact that one of the points that we're trying to make is that our neighborhood access beaches have been used for as long as anybody remembers,
yes,
perhaps 100 years by people who live in the neighborhoods to go down to the beach and to enjoy it with their children, with people who like to who treasure our beautiful lakes.
We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jan. Good morning, guests. I've been interested in this story ever since I first heard it on WHTC. I called the Park Township office yesterday because I wanted to get clarification on what this beach access and beach use, I guess, sort of difference was. They sort of explained it to me, and I sort of understood it. But I've been out to that New Holland Beach many, many years ago. I haven't been out there in quite some time. But it seems to me like we have two different things going here. We have private property rights, which people are certainly entitled to, and yet at the same time, here in Michigan at least, access to the beach is very, very difficult, say versus California, where they have to cut little walkways, whatever, between somebody's property so that everybody gets a chance to go to the beach. And it's a little bit different around here, and I've explained it to people who have asked me before. I said, oh, yeah, you must go to the beach quite a bit out to the lake. And I said, no. I said, access here in Michigan to the shoreline is extremely difficult. There's only really relatively few places one can go. Overall, it's like going out to the South Pier. That's a very, very difficult situation trying to get out there. But hopefully this will all get resolved. But I would like to see personally myself more access and use of the beach, at least, you know, X number of feet away from the shoreline and everything in, that people can go out there and enjoy our great natural resource that we have here and just have a great time.
And I'm sure our guests are just in complete agreement with that. That's great. Well said.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, caller.
Caller made a couple of very good points, Jan. Number one, we believe strongly that people do indeed love using the beach, want to use the beach, and want more, not less, access. Unfortunately, as most people understand, access to Lake Makatawa, Lake Michigan, is being challenged, and instead of having more access, we're increasingly over the years observing a trend where we have less access. It's a complicated issue, and indeed, governing bodies have to balance the rights of the property owners against the public who access these beaches, and we're in complete agreement with maintaining the rights of adjacent property owners who did indeed buy their property next to public beaches. Incidentally, the caller talked about access. There are two types of accesses. One access is called a lake access. Mm-hmm. That gives you the right to go down to the surface of the lake to put a boat in, to walk along the beach if you're at Lake Michigan, but it does not give you the right to use that facility as a beach. You may not put a blanket down, a chair down, play with your children. That's called a lake access. The other kind of access is called a beach access.
Or you're actually using the beach.
Absolutely. Jan and I and Save Michigan Beaches are contending that the New Holland site has been a beach, has been referred to as a beach. You and I, you know, when we talked about going down there
Roosevelt
as children, we talked about it. You didn't talk about New Holland access site. No.
It was Roosevelt Beach.
you went down to the beach.
Yeah.
Same thing with Riley Beach, James Beach.
We always used to call it New
that
Holland
That was Tennessee Beach.
Beach,
I believe,
Tennessee,
wasn't it?
Tennessee
we
Beach.
Do have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Interesting topic. And you're doing a nice job replacing Juke, which is a tough thing to do. Isn't it?
Thank you very much.
You know, now, you know, our family vacationed over on the, I hate this, it's on the east side of the state. I know a lot of people don't like it when you say that. But and over there, the beaches, although not as sugary as Lake Michigan side, but over there what they do is everyone has access to the beach, and then they put a road, a public road, and the houses are behind the road. So the beaches are open to everyone. And I wonder why is it so different here on the west side of the state? I mean, it's the same state. And secondly, my other question to you was, or my only question to you really was, who is this benefiting? I mean, is it one of these situations where the legislation or the law or whatever it is that's trying to be passed will only benefit a, well, for lack of a better word, I guess the 1%, and the rest of us just can look from afar?
That's a very good question. And if you want to get your voice heard, I know that Tammy's got a petition online, don't
you? Yes, it's at change.org, and you can search for New Holland Beach, and you can sign the petition. It's a petition of concern regarding these beaches, specifically New Holland Beach.
I'll be glad to sign the petition. I think everyone should have access. I think the good Lord created those beaches for us all. But you know, my question is, who's benefiting from limiting access to the public? Is there a group? Is it an association? Is it legislators? Is it who?
It seems
who is
to
stopping?
Be. It seems to be individuals who are sort of approaching this on a case by case basis. Individuals. For example, we had an access at the end of Ransom Street, and the township sold the property to those individuals. So those two individuals who were able to buy that property are the ones who benefited.
So the township officials knew that this was probably going to happen,
In the case of Ransom Beach, yes. In the case of New Holland Beach, Park Township is saying that they're not trying to close the beach or close the access, and yet we know of people who have been told to leave by the sheriff's department, for example, because they're laying on the beach.
Oh yeah, the sheriff. Yeah, they're kind of like the private security company of the beach owners, aren't they? you're not ankle deep in the water, boy. You know, I can't get a sheriff's officer here for these exploding things in my neighborhood. But you get someone on the beach that is not knee deep, and they'll be there right now.
Our reason for being here today is because we would like to make sure that our Park Township Board has a long range view of this, and that they create and protect beaches at our road ends so that we can have people access them without having to worry about the private owners next to the beaches coming to us in the next 50 years or whatever saying, hey, I want that property. We want to be able to protect it.
And we're back here on WHTC Talk of the Town with our Save the Beaches, Jerry Klumparns and Tammy Skierhorn. If you want to call, this has been a hot topic this morning, 395-1450. And what can we do if we want to save the New Holland Beach?
Well, first of all, Janet, I want to say a word on behalf of the property owners on Lake Michigan. They are good people, and they're our neighbors, too, and we certainly respect their rights not to be infringed upon by people who use public beaches. One of the things that we can do if we want to save the beaches is to use our beaches wisely, to use them legally, to keep them clean, and if you see somebody misbehaving on those, to make sure that they behave themselves very well. You know, I access that New Holland Beach probably 100 times a year. And I've seen people on the beach just behaving themselves. I see mothers with children. I see good people working. Occasionally people misbehave, and we've got to stop that.
Okay. We've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I actually own a property near James Street Beach.
Okay.
And, you know, we've got concerns over here as a result. And really the way we're looking at it is there's such an economic value to keeping these beaches open.
Yes.
I think the township should look at this from an economic viewpoint. You have quite a few people that own homes, that rent homes. A lot of people use these beaches because they don't want to go to the state parks or the county parks. And the value's there. To eliminate those tourist dollars or tax dollars because of closing down these beaches, there's going to be great economic impact, and it's going to be adverse, and I think it's very short-sighted on the part of the townships to consider closing these beaches.
No, that was a great point. Thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
We're asking that the township look at the short range and the long range in forming solutions. In the short range, we're hoping that they're not afraid to acknowledge that this property has been used as a beach. Suddenly the township starts referring to it as a road end, and I'm not sure that's quite fair or accurate. It's been referred to, as you as I have throughout our lives, as a beach.
A beach, yes.
And so in the short range, we're hoping that they are indeed supportive of people. And there are lots of people, as Jan's petition points out, that support this issue. In the long run, we're hoping to establish a plan for what these beaches can be, what they look like, how they act in 50 and 100 years. Right now, the trend is that we are losing access to our beaches. The public is being diminished. You can see one case after another. People read about them, hear them on the radio. We want the township to be very aggressive in making a long-range plan so that every time one of these issues come up, we're not back having to contend this way with these problems.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Well spoken.
And I like the fact of being responsible beach goers. Just remember that. I mean, if you're going to pack a picnic, everything comes back out with you, too. We're not going to do that. And we do have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I think Park Township has been neglectful as far as protecting the private rights. And I'm thinking of Wakazoo, Chippewa. I have a lot on Lake Michigan, and I must admit that sometimes they don't think I own it. It's probably $300 a sunset and $300 a swim. Taxes.
Okay, another Park Township resident here. Yes, okay.
And I wouldn't even think of blocking access to the public, but I do think that many of the public take it for granted that that's their beach, that they can camp on it, they can have a fire or whatever. But I think there has to be respect for the...
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely.
I agree with that, and I think that we need to have, if we're going to use these road ends as beaches as we wish, I hope that we'll have some signage put up that explains what's acceptable and what's not, and I hope that we will have some signage that delineates where the public and the private beaches are so that those who come down are aware of where they can be without a problem.
I always thought the poison ivy at the end of James Street was a really good deterrent. You never walked off that trail. Right?
Absolutely. I remember lots of points. You don't see that as much anymore.
Someone got rid of it, but you never wandered away from where you were supposed to be.
Well, I think just north of Tunnel Park, there used to be a fence that went down almost to the water.
Yes.
I always wondered how they could restrict, because I wouldn't even think of having anything going down to the water that would restrict people walking from Tunnel Park to the State Park. But I do think that some people act as if, well, hey, it's my beach, but hey, you want to help pay the taxes, then maybe you can.
Yeah.
Use my beach.
Well, thank you very much, caller.
Okay, thank you.
You know, Jen, we're seeing a lot of interest by callers in this, and this is a very interesting topic, and there's lots, there's cases going on throughout the state in small lakes and large lakes about this.
Okay, we are here in the studio with our guest from Save the Beach, and we've been talking about Roosevelt Beach, New Holland Street Beach. I'm really showing my age. Now, if I remember correctly, that is also right at the dividing line of Park Township and Port Sheldon Township. Is this like a joint venture that you're going to both townships?
Yes, there are. Tomorrow night there are two township board meetings going on. One is at Port Sheldon at 6 o'clock, and there's one at Park Township, which is at 6:30.
Oh my goodness, roller skates.
Right, so we have part of our group going to one and part of our group going to the other, and we hope that the public will show up at both. Port Sheldon is very much for having the road end accesses be beaches, and they have taken steps to make sure that the public can go into their beaches, even if they're not directly connected to that beach. Did that make any sense?
We understand, but now I have been down Lakeshore Drive recently, and I saw a bunch of no parking signs. What was that about?
Well, we were disappointed by that. The township in their website says the township has not taken any action to close or restrict the use of any beaches. We think it's not consistent with that to place 18, count them, 18 no parking signs around a beach. They are indeed restricting the use. And we talk about short-term solutions. We sure hope that the board members take a look at those and considering an adjustment on those, because they are restricting use of that beach. Again, as Tammy pointed out, the beach is interesting because New Holland is the borderline for Port Sheldon and Park Township, so
yes,
both of those townships administer that beach, and that just makes a complicated issue even more complicated and calls for the need for even more cooperation and working together.
Yeah, we'd like this to be a community effort. We'd like everybody to work together to come up with a great solution for our community, and so that we can have great beaches and great beach access for as many people as possible.
And people are going to have to learn about easements and road ends and public accesses and beach access and lake access and studies and case law. It's not going to be easy, and we need township officials and citizens that are really going to be involved to sort this thing out.
Yes.
I've got a caller on the line here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, and how are you people this morning?
We're doing great.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Beautiful, beautiful morning.
It is a perfect day to go to the beach.
It is indeed.
If you can get there.
I am a property owner that lives close to the Ransom Street access, and several years back, they were able to close that access.
Yes.
We are no longer available, or we do not have that available to us at all, not for a beach access, not for a lake access, nothing. And then they also attempted to close a little access that runs just on the north side of the Camp Geneva property.
Quincy Beach.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And that is just a very, very narrow.
That's road. Very narrow. That's a path.
It's 12 feet.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. And we as a neighborhood and a group of us fought that and were able to keep that open. But it is listed now, I do believe, as just a lake access, not a beach access, which is very disappointing.
That is correct.
Correct.
And when we were fighting that, I recall that the board was promising, oh, we will never go any further. We're not going to touch North Holland. We're not going to touch Riley Street. It's going to be the way it is. Well, you know, that is not true. They are trying to take away our accesses. They can say what they want, but they are just lying through their teeth. But another question I have is, now that the Ransom Street Beach is closed, I would like very much to know who is paying taxes on that access.
The people that bought the property.
6 foot. That's not what I hear.
Really?
I don't believe that's true.
Oh.
I do believe that us as taxpayers are still paying that property tax.
Oh, really?
Oh, maybe that should be brought up at the meeting. Maybe that's a good question to ask tomorrow night.
Why don't you come to the meeting and help us out?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be there.
Oh, good.
I'll be there.
And if once access is lost, it will be almost impossible to regain.
Yeah.
And I think we have to keep that in mind. And the trend, which is troublesome, is that access is being limited, not only in our area, but across the state. So it's incumbent on people to be involved with this issue.
Okay. We've got about another minute to go here. Did you want anything to say as a wrap-up here?
I want to thank Tammy for circulating an outstanding petition that over, 1,000 people have now signed. We can see by the phone calls we're getting, this is a topic of great public interest, as it should be. And one more time, we should invite people to attend those meetings.
Yes, and the website is change.org. Search for New Holland Beach, and you'll see the petition, and you can go and review all the comments that people have made. And we hope to see you at the meetings.
That sounds wonderful. No more phone calls. And we've got just a little bit of time here. Again, the meeting is tomorrow night at Park Township at 6:30. At the Township Hall on 152nd, or?
That's where we believe it will be. That's where they usually are.
Oh, okay. And then Port Sheldon is at their Port Sheldon Township Hall.
Yep, at
over
6.
Well, I can't remember where that is. Okay, and that's at 6.
Yep.
And they're both going to have this brought up, or you're
going
to...
Oh, yes.
Someone's going to be there.
We have people going to both meetings.
Wonderful.
There are no villains. We want to work together to maintain organized and appropriate use of our beautiful beaches.
Certainly. We want to appreciate our beaches. And it's, again, the perfect day. 69-degree water temperature, green flag, perfect weather. This is the day to run down to Roosevelt Beach.
I'm going to take a walk this
New
afternoon.
New Holland Beach. I'm going to quit showing my age here.